There was a storm of protectionist protest today on the Senate floor, and it all had to do with a $35 billion contract for air refueling tankers. The Air Force awarded the contract on Friday to Northrop Grumman Corporation and its European partner EADS, which makes the Airbus. Boeing was the big loser in the deal, and today senators from states that stood to benefit if Boeing had won the contract vowed to challenge the Air Force's decision. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Leading the outcry over the air tanker contract going to Europe's biggest aircraft builder was Washington Democrat Patty Murray, the senior senator from the state that makes Boeing jets.
We are hemorrhaging manufacturing jobs to foreign countries already. So I cannot imagine why, at a time like this, our government would decide to take 44,000 American jobs, good jobs, and give them to the Europeans. Instead of securing the American economy and our military while we are at war, we are creating a European economic stimulus plan at the expense of U.S. workers.
This is the Air Force, not Alice in Wonderland.
Kansas Republican Pat Roberts was equally indignant about the Air Force's decision. Had Boeing won the contract, Kansas is where its jets would have been turned into flying tankers. Instead, Roberts said the Air Force outsourced the renewal of its aging tanker fleet.
The Airbus frame will be made in Europe. No question about that. The nose will be made in France. The wings in Great Britain. And part of the fuselage in Germany. Bonjour! The Air Force has certainly gone into the wild blue European yonder.
And fellow Kansas Republican Sam Brownback vowed to use his seat on the Appropriations Committee to challenge the deal.
This is one senator who's going to fight against this, going to fight against this in the appropriation process, because I don't think it's smart. I think it's the wrong thing to do.
Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions strongly disagrees. His state stands to benefit from Northrop Grumman and EADS getting the contract, since that's where the flying tankers are to be assembled.
I don't see how politicians can come into a contract process that's been open and fair for 2 years. Nobody objected to this bidder. That nobody objected to the Northrop teams being able to bid. And now when Northrop wins, they're going to overturn it. I think that doesn't pass the laugh test.
As for the impact on American jobs, Northrop Grumman spokesman Randy Bloat says as many as 25,000 workers in the U.S. stand to gain from the deal.
In fact, we're going to be insourcing jobs from Europe into the United States. What we've indicated is that we will create 2,000 new jobs that don't exist today in Mobile, Alabama, where these aircraft will be built. And we've identified 230 companies, U.S. companies, that will provide parts for the KC-45, which will have a 60%, built here in the United States.
Still, in an election year that's filled with anxieties about the economy and foreign competition, the Air Force tanker contract is bound to get a lot more scrutiny. Boeing today demanded that a briefing from the Air Force on why it lost its bid be moved up from next week to this week. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said the deal is causing great concern.
And I think it's something we need to take a look at. I think at the very least, there should be congressional hearings if Kimmy is the jurisdiction to look into this to see if everything was done appropriately.
In fact, Air Force officials are to appear tomorrow before a House panel to defend their decision. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.